this morning show.
Na 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 na.
CBS Mornings with Cox and Balls.
Man.
Big hairy sack.
Hi, honey.
Oh, and then there's with weather, hairy sack.
With sports, man. Harry Johnson.
We got to retool that whole thing.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do something different with those shows.
Dude, you talk about they are what they are. Well, I mean,
It's time you
gotta
for
have
a change.
You got to have a chef, an author.
What do you want them to do? Turn more like Telemundo?
A wacky weatherman?
That would be so bad.
Clowns and stuff?
Yeah, Telemundo would be all right.
Every day it's the same thing. I
clowns
guarantee
and burrows would be an improvement.
You know, like, you think that you have a... Well, you don't think you have a rough job, but, you know, like, Dribble probably does because they ride his balls pretty hard. But...
And for what?
I don't know. But...
They make him actually go through the motions of doing something.
On the producer checklist for the morning shows of television, you will see chef, author, celebrity, tampon expert. Somehow book all four of those.
Yeah, expert or medical specialist of some kind.
Yeah.
And talk about women's health.
You've
getting your breasts checked.
You've completed everything.
Which all women need to do. Buy yearly mammograms are a must.
Or by me.
Yeah. Hey.
These feel great.
Amateur breast inspector Corby, here to help.
These are perfect. Get out of here.
Hi, this is Jesse John. Females missing their periods and tender breasts. Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Now, are they missing
him on there?
Are they missing their tender breasts as well? Or is that just a completely separate idea for the show?
Let me hear it again.
Hi, this is George DeJohn. Females missing their periods and tender breasts. Saturday, 7 a.m.
Are they missing both their periods and their tender breasts? Or are they missing their periods? And we're going to also focus on tender breasts.
I don't know.
I'm tuning in no matter what. Because that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Dr. X is going to be on there. DeJohn.
Females tender breasts. Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
They're going to have physical therapist McCall on there.
I don't know, but she made an appearance a couple weeks ago.
On DeJohn?
Yeah.
Really?
He promoted physical therapist Joyce McCall.
What about Dr. X? Where's he at all this?
I don't know. Where's John Bon Jovi?
First off, it's Doc X.
Where's Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, and John Bon Jovi.
That's my favorite one. Play that one, Shoopy.
I have no idea which one that is.
Mr. Inco.
Okay. That's all right.
Well, you mean there's something in there you don't know?
Just play them all, man.
Is everybody familiar with the name?
Hi, this is George DeJohn. What is your goal for this summer? Bigger panties, bigger balls, bigger breasts. You have to wet it first. Have you ever thought about it? 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Which one of those three goals is easily attainable?
Hi, this is George DeJohn. Do you crap your pants? What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, physical therapist McCall, and Dr. Crane smell panties? Listen as they pep a gay three-way. Is it hard again? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show. Hi, this is George DeJohn.
All right, Norm enough.
Tried a gay three-way one
Let
time.
Let him do another story.
Hang on. Sore ass forever. And learn you have to wet it first. What knowledge did he gain, and what profound impact did Viagra have on his life? Tackling learning disorders, 7 a.m. Saturday on the Train Station Fitness Show.
That's the best one ever. One more time. That's the best one ever.
Hi, this is George DeJohn. Norm tried a gay three-way one time. He could have a sore ass forever. And learn you have to wet it first. What knowledge did he gain, and what profound impact did Viagra have on his life? Tackling learning disorders, 7 a.m. Saturday on the Train Station.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
He just talked about Norm having
a
gay
sore
sex.
Ass and having a sore ass forever. And to rectify that, no pun intended, you have to wet it first.
Yeah.
And we'll tackle some learning disorders.
Right. Tackling learning disorder, Saturday on the Train Station.
They can't do that.
Is everybody familiar with the name Sir Richard Branson?
Right. I know him.
We're friends.
Or should I call him...
I did cocaine with him 5 years ago.
The Hardline's own, the Hardline's friend, Sir Richard Branson.
Pal.
Sir Richard Branson,
that.
Who spent an hour with us on the radio in person and...
invited us to
his very special Virgin launch party.
His launch party.
Right. You guys are invited to my launch party tonight.
I'll be there.